What I want to say to you all, my brothers, is that the most important thing a man should be thinking about consistently is that he should be thinking about death. He should be thinking that, he should be knowing for sure that all the roads lead to the grave. You know what I mean? Sometimes we are so busy out here caught up in the world doing everything else that we don't be thinking about the grave. You know what I mean? And it kind of baffles me that a man will not think about the grave when it's the only place that is a surety that he have to go to. You know what I mean? So many people leave their home, and they leave the home saying, baby, I'll be back. You know, they're telling the kids they'll be back, and they never come back home.
Yeah.
They found themselves on the back in the morgue. So what I'm trying to do for my brothers today is, I want to take you to the graveyard before you are taken to the graveyard. Okay. So come with me, and all of you who are watching this on YouTube, come with me, I'll take you on a journey to where you will be for sure. Assalamu alaikum again, my brothers and sisters, and to all who are watching this tape. The reason I bring you on this corner here is to show you all these cars that you see driving by, people passing by this cemetery here today. And you see nobody stopping in to go into the cemetery. Everybody's busy about life. But this is the place where all of we will end up. This is where we will be for sure. So I advise you, my brothers and sisters, to forsake this world for the next world. Today I'm about to take you to the cemetery because I know most of y'all do not even visit a cemetery. But why wouldn't you visit a place where you'll be spending most of your time? So if you would come with me, I would take you to a place where you will be for sure. So come with me. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters. We are in a place today where there are many people, but yet you do not hear their voices. These people in this place is to walk just like me, they is to talk just like you, they is to eat nice foods just like you, and they love the nicest things in life. Most of these people never came to the cemetery, or they never visited a graveyard until they were brought in on their back in a box. This dirt in my hand, this dirt that most of you do not even want to touch, this place I'm standing today, where most of you don't even want to visit, you are scared. You watch crazy movies and act as though the cemetery is a place of misery, or it's a place that is so distant from you. This is your home. This is where you will be brought to. This dirt in my hand is what will fill your mouth. This dirt in my hands is what will fill the sockets of your eyes. So I advise you, and I advise myself, that we should detach ourselves from this world. That we should start coming to the cemetery and sit and ponder. Sit and ponder and know that every one of these tombstones you see, every one of these graves you see, every one of these bundle of flowers represents a human being that was living just like you. But where are they today? Do you see their kids around them? Do you see their fancy vehicles with them? Do you see their bank accounts with them? No, you don't hear their voices. They are not dead. For Allah has said in the Holy Quran, think not that those who are dead in the way of Allah that they are dead. Nay, they are alive, and for sure they are alive. There are people in these graves today who are gaining the bounties of Allah for the work they have done, for the good deeds they have done, for detaching themselves from this world, and they are gaining their reward here today. And there are people in this graveyard today who are screaming, who are crying, who are wishing that they could come out to this grave and get one more chance to do a good deed. So I say to my brothers and sisters, look at this video. Look at what is around me. All you see is tombstones and flowers, but each one of these stones represent a person, and each one of these flowers represent a person. But why do you not hear them speaking anymore? Where are their loud voices? Where are those who walk in vanity? Where are those who hoarded the wealth? Where are those who taught me would live forever? Where are those who would not even visit the dead? Where are those who would not even come to the cemetery? Where are they? They were brought here by force. So I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to myself, and I'm saying to the members of the GOI, that you should be conscious of the grave. In Mali, peace upon him teaches us that we should come to the graveyard, that we should sit and we should ponder. My brothers, you are being fooled, you are being tricked by the glitters of the world. How many of these people in these graves were rich? They could not even count their money. But where are their money today? Where are their fancy vehicles? Where are their friends? Where are their prestigious positions? So I advise you and I advise myself that we should fear Allah, that we should fall in prostration, that we should remember that. To all you young Muslims who are sons of immigrants, who have come from foreign lands, who Allah has blessed with wealth, sit back and think for a minute. When you left your home this morning to go to work or go to school or to go to see your wife or go to see your parents, what have you really done? All you have done was take some steps closer to the grave. When you go to school for 10 years and 15 years, all on your mind is, I'm going to get a good job. But this is probably all that you want to get from it. Because this is what is the end of all men. Prophet Muhammad, the greatest of men, the best of human beings, where is he today? He's buried just like everyone else. So I advise you, my brothers and sisters, let us awake from this slumber, from this love of the world, from this greed for life, and let us ponder more on that. So my people, listen to what I'm saying to you. Watch where I am today. This is where I will be one day. There is no putting it off. Think about it. Everything you are doing, everything you are acquiring, you need to sit back and analyze and ask yourself, these things that I'm achieving in this life, can I take it to the grave with me? This is what you need to ask yourself. Because you come to this place, naked. You come to this place with nothing. You come to this place unwillingly. This is where I am. Check this out. Watch me here today. One day you will be placed like me on your back, like this. Think about what I'm saying. What will you do when you are placed on your back in the grave? What will your PSP do for you? The same money you spent on a PSP, you could have invested in a cause to help humanity. What would a fancy car do for you when you are placed on your back like this in your grave? So my people, while you are alive, while you have a chance to make a change, wake up from your slumber. Take your time to do good things. Remember that the Prophet Muhammad said, he said, if you are doing something that is not bringing you closer to Allah, you are doing something that is bringing you closer to the fire. I swear to you by the Holy Quran that the hellfire is real. I swear to you that the torment of the grave is real. This is the only reality. We are on a journey. This is where we are coming to. My people, listen to what I'm saying to you. Death is coming, so be prepared. For sure, all of you who are watching this tape, you will die. Death is coming. It is closer to you than you know. So be prepared. Do not be caught with your guard down. This is a message from the graveyard, from Bilal al-Dawa, the GOI soldier. Labaik Allah! Labaik Allah! Pray, 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 pray. Every day you have to fight.